Wednesday morning, it's Mike and Tracy in for Chuck and Kelly, and Wednesday means we have a chat with WGY financial analyst Steve Boucher. Steve, good morning. We haven't talked in a long time.
It has been a while, Mike. How are you?
Well, I'm still employed, so that's always good.
Good morning,
that's
Steve.
That's a beautiful thing. Hi, Tracy.
Hey, how are you?
Listen, Steve. Let's talk about the fallout. That's not necessarily the right word, but the tax reform bill is at this point possibly hours away from being signed by the president. What does it all mean? We know what we've heard it means for businesses, but what about for just everyday people too?
Yeah, so, you know, it should be signed momentarily, you know, sometime today, as you say, and then it'll be put on President Trump's desk. For stock investors, Mike, this is the icing on the cake. This tax reform has been promised to them since last November, and now they're finally getting it. One of the reasons why the stock market is pushing to all-time highs, aside from the fundamentals of the economy. But for individual taxpayers, some are going to get hurt, some aren't. In high tax states like New York, there's a lot of people that will get hurt, and this is one reason why our local elected officials are voting against the bill, because they're afraid so many people may move out of New York State, and it's a bigger problem in New York State. Basically, New York State has to deal with this high tax situation that they're in. But with the new tax reform, you're going to see the standard deduction go from $12,000 per family to $24,000. Now, what this means is a lot of people feel they need to go out and buy a home in order to get a tax deduction. Well, now they have to buy a very expensive home with a large mortgage because they can only write off the interest. And what happens is if you don't have more than $24,000 of deductions, which includes mortgage interest, then you're better off taking the $24,000 standard deduction that President Trump's going to give you. So that's big for most taxpayers. And unfortunately, it may hurt the housing industry because not so many people are going to be rushing to buy a house for a tax deduction. Individual taxpayers are losing the personal exemption because it's going to be made up with lower tax rates and a higher standard deduction and so forth. For people that have mortgages of $750,000 or more, they're only going to be able to write off the mortgage up to $750,000. So there's going to be a lot of people that are going to love this bill, and as I said, a lot of people that may not. And the biggest for low income, the people that need the money the most is the child care credit. That's going from $1,000 up to $2,000 with a $1,400 refund.
So shifting gears a little bit here, totally unrelated, but I saw that a car dealership in East Greenbush is going to start accepting Bitcoin. Now, as somebody who doesn't really quite understand Bitcoin, is this something I'm going to have to get up to speed on?
Oh, I'm not so sure. There's not many retailers that are taking Bitcoin, and I did see that. Mike's Auto Place, I think these are the two. I love their when you see a CDTA bus go by and you see these two guys with the big Russian furry hats, these are the car dealers. And I think these are the guys that are doing this. They're going to start accepting Bitcoin. And Bitcoin basically is a cryptocurrency that's getting a lot of publicity. Everybody is talking about it. This week alone, we had four or five clients that called wondering if they should be looking at it. And we actually wrote a white paper on it. It's going up on our blog later today. But in a nutshell, I wouldn't, for Mike's Auto Plaza, they probably have a way of turning that Bitcoin into cash, hopefully sooner than later, because I'm worried at the levels that Bitcoin is at. It could be a bubble. It could pop at any time. There's a lot of volatility. I said last Saturday on the radio, if you missed the roller coaster ride on at Great Escape because it's closed down, just go buy some Bitcoin because every day it moves between a high and a low so swiftly. But Mike's Auto Plaza is going to accept Bitcoin. There's a coffee shop here or there that accepts it, but it's really just coming into its own where more people are delving into Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies.
All right, good information as always, WGY financial analyst Steve Boucher. Thank you, Steve. We'll talk to you next week.
Okay, Mike and
Thank
Tracy.
You.